We don't know what else we can do. It's just living in fear.
Living on edge. Families in the grip of a crime crisis.
The sun's about to set on another day in Melbourne, and as night falls, residents here in the Bayside suburbs, but also from all over the metro area, are wondering if tonight it'll be their house broken into, their cars stolen, or worse, their families attacked.
It's really scary to know that while I slept, someone was walking through my house, especially because we have young kids. They get up in the middle of the night, they go from our bed back to their beds. Like, they can easily run into one of these intruders.
The Gare family's been targeted 5 times since Easter, the gang after their family cars.
Yeah, unfortunately woke up and had a fairly large guy standing in the bedroom doorway in our house, who I chased out of the house with his mate. You sort of have a flight or fight reaction, and when you got your wife and 2 young kids in the house, you get pretty upset pretty quickly.
You worried, Ben, what you'll do if they come back again?
Absolutely. Like, it's, you know, you're going to do whatever you have to do to look after your wife and your kids. You don't want to have to think about it, but that's the harsh reality, right?
Maddie and Ben are fed up.
Eventually something's going to break. One of us might get hurt. One of them might get hurt, one of the, you know, the members of the public might get hurt when they do steal a car, and you know, it's a horrible thing to think about.
Do something and do it now, just to get the ball rolling. It's not going to happen overnight, but we would probably rest easier knowing that they are trying to make some changes happen.